Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. And what more do you want from a night of basketball? I guess 6 o'clock is a weird starting time. Can't complain about that either. Really am confused by a 6 p.m. start on a Thursday evening. West Virginia won by a lot against their rival, the Pittsburgh Panthers. West Virginia is 4-0. West Virginia won 71-49. And that final score is in line with how that game went. It wasn't like a 5-point game with 5 minutes left. The closest Pittsburgh got the game was they got it down to 12 with the ball. So if they make a three, they're still down 9. That's as tight as it got in the second half. It's good to watch West Virginia end a 2-game losing streak in the basketball backyard brawl and to do it that way. And this isn't the first time West Virginia has thumped Pittsburgh on a basketball court. It's just been a while. Pitt's been doing the thumping the last two seasons. Not tonight. The Panthers were up 21-14 with 8 minutes left in the first half. Lorient has 2 fouls. They're making crazy, ridiculous shots. And then over the next 12 and a half minutes of the game, West Virginia scored 32 points and Pittsburgh scored 4 points. The old 32-4 run in the game of basketball, you're going to win those games. I don't want to look this up. Teams that have had a 32-4 run in a game, they win every time. And don't look to see if that's not the case. Let's just all agree in our head that if you go on a 32-4 run, you don't lose a basketball game. West Virginia did not lose tonight. They won by 22 points. And in that 32-4 run, it's not like it was a bunch of turnovers. It's not like West Virginia was super efficient scoring the basketball. It's just possession after possession for Pitt where it's down to 8 seconds in the shot clock, and they aren't close to creating a good shot. West Virginia stayed in front of Pitt guys. The rare open looks from three, they missed them. Some air balls. I mean, over and over, that's what happened, and that leads to you scoring 4 points in 12 and a half minutes of gameplay. That's how that works. And Pitt had scored a bunch from the free throw line the first 3 games of the season. Tonight, they went 4-for-6. West Virginia was plus 12 at the free throw line. Pitt had been great rebounding the ball in their first 3 games. West Virginia won the rebounding battle. They were plus 2 in offensive rebounds, plus 3 overall. That's not dominating, but that's better than West Virginia's first 2 games against Mount St. Mary's and Campbell. They got out-rebounded by those 2 teams, out-rebounded Pittsburgh tonight. West Virginia only turned the ball over 6 times for the game. Pittsburgh had double that. So while it wasn't, I'm telling you, in that 12 and a half minutes, it wasn't a turnover fest. It was just really solid defense all around. And then again, Pitt made a little run after that 32-4 run where they scored 4 points, cut it to 12 and had the ball with a chance to get the lead to single digits, and then they unraveled. Technical foul. 3 of those in the last 6 minutes of the game, and that was it. The score matched how that game went. And no notes. I don't have a bad thing to say about how this game went. Every Mountaineer who was in the rotation did something good and contributed to the win. And Harlan Obioha, I seen him dominate Wheeling, but Wheeling, it looked like sixth graders compared to him. And he has a size advantage against everybody that played for Pittsburgh. But this is an ACC team. And yet, Obioha got great position all night. We have guys who, we have Lorient, we have DJ Thomas who can catch it at the foul line, lob it into Obioha from that high-low action. I mean, as great as Obioha was offensively, defensively he was great. Plenty of times where he was going straight up with the guy in front of him, contesting the shot. He had two blocks, should have had three, got called for a foul on that block from behind. Obioha was amazing. And he scored the first 2 points of the game, come out in the second half. Hey, let's run a play for the big guy. He scores, sets a tone for a 12-0 run to start the second half. No notes. He was fantastic. DJ Thomas, when he banked that three in, that's a good sign that West Virginia was going to have a good night, right? And we've seen Thomas shoot the three. He shot four of them tonight, made two of them, including that bank shot. Defensively, he's still a work in progress, but offensively, he belongs in the rotation. Two out of his four college games, he scored in double digits, including tonight. Jasper Floyd was amazing. He managed the pace for WVU, was in control of what they were doing on both sides of the floor. 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, 13 points, shot and made an open 3. He controlled the game. No sloppiness. He was in charge. Honor Huff, he scored points. A lot of them are from the free throw line. A lot of them were from technical fouls. Still not shooting the ball well from the floor, but the 2 threes that he made, one was in isolation in the first half when they needed a basket, and then in the second half, kind of the punctuation mark and the beginning of Pitt spiraling was Honor Huff making that baseline 3. And he did that 360 layup that hit the bottom of the backboard very fast, could have hit him in the head really hard, the ball coming back down. Might have. Haven't looked back at that. But Huff, you know where he's at. And when, even if he's not scoring the ball, he is contributing to West Virginia getting good looks offensively. Amir Jenkins, a menace guarding the ball. Just active hands, super aggressive, super long, really frustrated the guy he was guarding for Pitt. You see the potential with Jenkins, and he just looked menacing on the on-ball defense. You want to keep going? Like, I've got lots of good stuff. Eagle Staff, still struggling, but he had a couple of nice plays on offense. Drove the ball, found Obioha for a dunk. Made a 3 to finish that 12-0 run. Pitt had to take 2 timeouts before the TV timeout in the beginning of the second half. Eagle Staff had a couple of moments. Lorient was in foul trouble, but he blocked that one shot in the second half. I think it went out to the concourse. Might have went into a concession stand. Lorient had a solid second half, contributed to winning. We're here. It's the holiday shopping season, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. You go to their website, they've got high-quality products, often handmade, lots of it made in the U.S. I go on there, I type in WVU. They got stuff for Mountaineer fans. I got a couple of Mountaineer can-shaped glasses. Rave reviews at the house. People love them. Oh, that's cool. Where can you get that? You can get it at Uncommon Goods. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. And Ross Hodge is coaching his butt off in the second half, flipping out. You know, Ugasuk was feeling himself, took an early three in the shot clock. Ross Hodge was very animated and not in a positive way. He was beside himself that Morris took that shot. A couple other times where West Virginia could have got a better shot on offense, maybe sped things up when you can see that a Ross Hodge team, they want to be deliberate offensively, want to run the shot clock down, want to play at that slow pace. Any deviation from that or a situation where they're forcing something or shooting the ball too early, Ross Hodge's demeanor was not a team up 20. He was grinding. He was definitely engaged in what was going on on the floor all the way to the end. Not celebrating, not a lot of smiles. He was engaged and locked in. And I like to see that from the WVU head coach. And again, no bad from the game. You'd have to agree, yeah, it's Pitt, but it was the best 40 minutes that West Virginia has put together for the season. Best first half was against the Lehigh Mountain Hawks, but the best complete game we saw tonight, and it was against West Virginia's toughest opponent that they faced. That's all good stuff, right? They didn't shoot the ball particularly well. They were much better near the rim tonight. In that being their best game, best finishing game near the rim. But Huff and Eaglestaff were a combined 3 of 16 from the floor. They still don't have Chance Moore. They still don't have Jackson Fields. And with all of that, they hold an ACC team to 49 points for the game. West Virginia's played 4 games this season. None of their opponents have shot over 40%. 2 straight games winning by 22. 2 straight games holding the opponent to under 50 points. 2 straight games of winning the rebounding battle. And to just watch West Virginia beat Pittsburgh that way, just slowly suffocating them defensively. They had their little streak in the middle of the second half and then got completely constricted. And then to see Pittsburgh players spiraling, Jeff Capel gets a technical foul. What a fun night of basketball. Can't ask for much more. Does this change my overall idea of what this team is? It doesn't dramatically change how I feel about this team. There's going to be a few more tests. They passed the first test. More tests are coming. Next week, they'll go to Charleston, South Carolina, play some good competition. They're playing Wake Forest in Charleston, West Virginia. They're playing Ohio State in Columbus. Good competition coming up. I'm excited about Chance Moore and Jackson Fields joining the fray, but that's an adjustment. It can be a little bumpy because guys are settling into roles, and then that will change when you add guys into the mix. Minutes will change. Rotations will change. Those are good problems. And so we'll get there, but tonight went as well as we all could have hoped for. What a joy. Let's do a quick check-in on the WVU women's team. They've started the season 3-0 in their bye games. Jordan Harrison is the leader of this team, and she's looked solid. They've got a bunch of transfer portal pickups that are finding their roles. Kiara Wheeler is really good so far. The guard from Houston has entered the starting lineup, and she's doing well. I think West Virginia has like six players in double figures scoring average for the first three games. Their team this year has more of an inside presence on both sides of the ball. But the leading rebounder, I would have never guessed this watching her play last year, but 5'7" Sydney Shaw is leading the team in rebounding. Matter of fact, last game against Temple, she had a double-double. So with a team with Wheeler and Jordan Thomas, all these tall ladies, 5'7" Shaw is dominating the boards. And you love to see it. And she likes to score the ball too. So she is doing great coming out the gate. Their first test is tomorrow, as of this recording, November 14th, Friday night, ESPNU. So one of the rare times the women's team this season will be on your cable package. West Virginia plays number 15, Duke, who lost their opening game versus Baylor, but they're still ranked. They looked really good in what I saw of that Baylor game. And so we'll get a good feel for the ceiling of the WVU women's team without JJ, without Kaya. How can this team fare? They just look a little bit different, aren't turning teams over as much, still getting plenty of turnovers. This game against Duke, we'll see what the potential for this season is. We'll find that out together. But great start for the women's side.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
The next game for WVU, not over the weekend. It's a Big Monday game. And by Big Monday is that it's on Monday. It's on ESPN+. It's at 7 p.m. It's in the Hope Coliseum. And West Virginia will face the Lafayette Leopards. Leopards are not very good at basketball. They're 1-3 on the season. Their only win coming against a non-Division I opponent. They're coming off of a 19-point home loss to Ivy League Cornell. They have one good statistic four games into the season. They hold on to the ball. They don't turn the ball over. And that's the good for Lafayette. The bad, from a statistical standpoint, everything else. I mean, it's really rough. Like, really. Like, can't sugarcoat it. It's the stats are bad. And they, like the Pittsburgh Panthers, are really young. Six of their nine rotation players are either freshmen or sophomores. This is the fifth game of the season coming up. This is the last game West Virginia will play without Chance Moore. It seems like Jackson Fields is getting closer to the floor. Would it shock me if both guys get thrown into the mix in Charleston, South Carolina? It might shock me. Here's my guess, is that we see Chance Moore against Clemson next Friday, and we see Jackson Fields when West Virginia gets back from Charleston, South Carolina. That's a guess. It would not shock me if Jackson Fields was suited up and available next Friday. Don't have any inside information. It just seems like he's progressing well and getting to that point, and they may go out there together. It might be a combo deal. If not, Chance Moore will definitely make an appearance next Friday. But this is the last game versus the Leopards in the Hope Coliseum before they make their first trip outside of Morgantown to Charleston, South Carolina. And if West Virginia beats the Lafayette Leopards, they will be 5-0, and it will be the first time the West Virginia University Mountaineer basketball team will be 5-0 since Deuce McBride was a freshman in Morgantown. It's been a while since they've won their first five games of the season. I feel confident they're going to do that. Do you? It doesn't matter. We'll all find out together Monday night, 7 p.m., not 6. I don't know when the next 6 p.m. tip is. They may not have another one. It's strange. It's fine. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU. For the 2025-2026 season, they have 4 wins and they have 0 losses.